Dipso was a popular race winner, a famous racehorse from around 1912 in Dubbo and surrounding towns in western New South Wales. He was a well-known picnic race performer in Dubbo, Ningen and Warren for the Brown family. The Browns were owners of the stations The Angle, Cullingoral and Edgelabra near Warren, New South Wales. They bred and trained racehorses as well as ran cattle on their properties. Brothers Russell Brown and Reg Brown were fine horsemen and enlisted in the AIF's 6th Light Horse Regiment. Mr. James G. Brown, the boy's father, was chairman of directors of Western Stores, and Russell James Brown was one-time manager of Western Stores, as well as overseeing the properties. Russell also worked as an amateur jockey and praised Dipso as champion amongst grass eaters. Dipso was a natural stayer, beating many professionally trained horses. Dipso became one of the original horses of the 6th Australian Light Horse Regiment, embarking for Egypt aboard HMAT Suvik with Trooper Reg Brown, Regiment No. 84, on the 21st of December 1914. Trooper Reg Brown was evacuated from Gallipoli to Malta with dysentery and then to England on the 7th of September 1915. He wrote to his mother that he was leaving Dipso with another trooper in Egypt named Grimshaw, probably Trooper 718 William Grimshaw of the 6th Light Horse Regiment. However, the Australian War Memorial has recorded that Trooper Brown transferred his horse to the commanding officer of the 6th Light Horse Regiment, Captain, later Major DSO, Stuart Archibald Tooth. Major Tooth served out the duration of the war in Egypt and rode Dipso in the Sinai and Palestine campaigns. There was a popular belief in Egypt that a racing camel could beat any horse over a long distance. Major Stuart Tooth threw out a challenge for Dipso to run any racing camel over a distance of from 5 to 10 miles, but no one seems to have cared to back the camel. Dipso won a number of races in Egypt, among them the Grand Championship of that country run over 2 miles. In toughness of fibre, he must have been a second carbine. The horse was hardly ever trained, yet after one gallop, he could be depended on to run out the distance. Lieutenant Hubert Dixon of B Squadron, 1st Australian Light Horse Regiment, writes from Palestine on the 20th of June 1917. Enclosed is a photo of Dipso, a well-known picnic performer in Dubbo, Warren and Ningen. The military authorities over here decided to celebrate the RAFA victory by holding a race meeting on the site of the battleground on April 4, and the principal race of the day was the RAFA Cup, 1 mile. There were 32 runners, and they pretty well represented the world, as the English were represented by horses from all parts of the United Kingdom. The field got away well, and old Dipso soon took up a good position, running about third, and when near the straight, went to the front and won very easily. Dipso is now ridden by Captain Stuart Archibald Tooth, A Squadron, 6th Light Horse Regiment, and is by Goodfellow from Agnes. He was ridden in the race by Sergeant Thompson. The majority of the races at the meeting were won by Australian horses, including a 2.5 mile steeplechase. This was won by a horse named Seymour of the 3rd Light Horse Brigade. The Pommies were very sure of this race, saying they had picked some horses from England, but they had no hope with Seymour. I thought the above would be of interest to you in the Western picnic sports, as this is probably the first race meeting ever held in this part of the world, and was held on the actual battleground of RAFA. Captain Tooth naturally values the cup as much almost as he would the Melbourne Cup. Trooper Lieutenant Reginald Brown was killed in France on the 31st of October 1918, having won the Military Cross while serving with the British Royal Field Artillery, to which he had transferred while recovering in England. Trooper Russell Brown returned to Australia on the 28th of January 1919, and Major Stuart Tooth, DSO, returned to Australia on the 28th of June 1919.